1-800-259-9.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, October 29th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this time slot, Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck and Randy.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, as we are heading in to the last week here before the election next Tuesday, has any of the campaigns reached out to you about doing events there at the Iron Pig before next Tuesday?
They have not.
Interesting.
Because I do find that a bit interesting.
I do, because you've hosted these events many times in the past.
Yeah. You know, we like to give a voice to any and everybody that wants to, you know, take part in this great experiment that we get to partake in. They don't have to be Republican. They don't have to be Democrat. Doesn't matter. It just so happens that the folks that seem to be in our corner most times are Republicans.
Sure, absolutely. Patriots is like what I like to refer to us as. One of the things I think is unfolding, it seems like most of the money and most of the advertising, the commercials, the TV ads, the mailers, all seem to be at the top of the ticket. And I think everybody is relying on those coattails. Would you kind of agree with that statement?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I'm seeing that over here as well. And I have to question the effectiveness of those mailers and everything in the first place. But I would wholeheartedly agree with that statement.
Well, it's interesting because all the poll numbers indicate that Donald Trump is within the margin of error. But I've looked at different history of polling. 2016, they underestimated Trump's turnout by 9% in the polls. 2020, they undercut him by 5%. I'm wondering if they're not doing it again to make it look like Harris is leading, but in fact, she's not. I haven't talked to anybody that says there you can see people actively engaged voting for Harris, other than all these crazy signs we see from certain liberals in certain yards.
Yeah, it's difficult to tell. You know, I mean, we are in an area that is relatively red Republican. You know, the enthusiasm seems to be on Donald Trump's side, the Republican side, Mike Rogers' side, versus the Harris ticket and Slotkin in that other side of that race with Mike Rogers. It just does. It seems like all the enthusiasm is with the Republicans. I mean, we see corner Trump rallies almost every Saturday here downtown, and the best that the Harris folks can come up with is maybe five or six people out with handmade signs in front of the courthouse, I think twice this election season, you know, just recently, actually. So, I mean, the enthusiasm gap, at least in our area. Now, obviously, if you were to go down to Ann Arbor, it'd probably be wildly different, but it does just seem to be that that enthusiasm gap is much larger, especially this time around.
Well, it's kind of interesting, and it is getting tighter. The candidates are coming back, you know, constantly downstate in the bigger populated areas, but it was just interesting to find out if anybody was competitive or felt they were competitive in northern Michigan, where they tried to do an event at the Iron Pig. I just wanted to check in with you on that.
I mean, of course, in fairness, Jack Bourbon and Mike Rogers have both been to the Iron Pig.
There you go. Text messages coming in for Ian Murphy. Text me 231-360-5140. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, staying on through the break, is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. Ian, of course, the text messages are coming in, and they're all wanting to know, how you doing, brother, over at that new location south of town?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. I'm actually sitting at the new restaurant right now as we do this interview, and I have the fine folks from Coca-Cola are running our new soda lines and everything. Tomorrow, I have the vaulted liquor commission coming to do our on-site inspection and the second part of our investigation. So usually within about 10 days, they wrap up that portion and submit their final report to the commission.
Recommendation to open the liquor license.
Yep, and then the commission votes on it, and usually the day that they vote, they will notify me. I do not suspect a reason why they would not allow me to take this liquor license. So I fully expect the commission to vote. They've been great with permits with us in the last couple of years, thankfully. So tomorrow will be the big day that I'll know if there'll be any more delays. There shouldn't be. The gentleman I'm meeting with, Ross Gibbs from the Liquor Commission, really nice younger guy. It's not Serpico, the guy that I always joke about that came in the restaurant with his enforcement jacket and his pistol and all this stuff.
Right.
So the long and the short of it is I'm shooting for roughly November 15th right now, right around opening day. And if we can't make that, then I'm hoping before Thanksgiving.
Okay, because the election is a week from today, November 5th, and I have promised my listening audience that we're going to do a party, if the weather permits, outdoor at the pavilion on a Saturday.
So we can do it.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, probably then we should maybe shoot for either the 19th or the 26th, which is, I think, the Thursday is Thanksgiving. I'm trying to remember, is that this year, it's the 24th, I believe. It's not the 31st, right? Oh, no, that's October. Let me look. I got the wrong date. Thanksgiving is the 28th, Thursday. 28th. So hopefully, if you are successful for opening day, that would be Saturday the 16th or Saturday, November 23rd.
Correct.
Okay, good. So guys,
and we can do anything outside right now. The only thing is we just can't serve alcohol. And I know that doesn't mean anything to some people, and it means a lot to other people. So
for what
it's worth, we can do something today, tomorrow. You know, I'm not suggesting we do, but my point is we can do anything entertainment-wise, food-wise at the pavilion now. We just cannot serve any alcohol yet.
Very good. And, of course, we do have power outlets out there in the pavilion.
Plenty. Yes, sir. Plenty.
Good, because I have a sound system and my radio playlist stored in my laptop. So I want to come and provide the music and bake up a couple of those carrot cakes and have everybody kind of, you know, come and party with us there and be able to take advantage of your pulled pork, whatever they want to order off the menu. And, yeah, some people, you know, want to order a draft beer or a bottle of beer, a drink, adult beverage, we'll try to coordinate that. So right now, tentatively, Saturday, November 16th or Saturday, November 23rd, maybe two also if we look at the weather after we get through the election, that might give us an indicator which Saturday would be the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Next question. You mentioned drive-through window, and you mentioned pizza ovens.
Yes, sir.
Got a customer, or a listener, I should say, potential customer. They live there, I believe, isn't it, at Seagull Lake?
Yes.
Is that south of the new location or west of the location?
It is directly west. I'm staring at it right now.
Okay. So all those folks that live on Otsego Lake, they were saying they don't really necessarily like going into town, Jet's Pizza and other, you know, pizzas that are available in the area. How would you describe the type of pizza you're going to be making there at the Iron Pig South location?
Well, that is another great question, because we've actually been going through with a couple of our food reps, different cheeses, different types of pizza sauce, toppings, all kinds of stuff. So really what we're shooting for is a traditional round pizza, 12 and 16 inch. And then we're also going to be doing a deep dish Detroit style pizza, but it's going to be round. It's not going to be square. It'll be a round deep dish Detroit style pizza. Our best pizza that we've sold in the last 7 years has been our brisket pizza. That is definitely going to be on the menu. I don't think many changes will be made to that. One of the other biggest requests that we've been getting for pizzas is doing a breakfast pizza, because we're obviously doing breakfast now, and a lot of folks have said that we would love to see a breakfast pizza be on that menu as well.
Okay, very cool. So again, though, round, not square.
Correct.
Would you say the non-deep dish pizzas, are they more thin crust, or are they kind of average medium thickness of crust?
Right now, we're looking at doing just a regular type, not a thin crust necessarily at all.
Right.
So, yep, just a traditional pizza.
Very good, good, good. Excellent. Another text message. Do you plan to carry Mega Water, one of our sponsors up in Sheboygan? They have set up, I believe, a dispenser system through the beverage company that they were connected with. Have you spoken with John yet? They were asking if you're going to have that on the menu.
No, I absolutely will put it on the menu. I had no idea that they were starting to distribute it. I have a case. In fact, I've got a bottle of it sitting right here, which I love it. My wife was born in Sheboygan. She's from Sheboygan, which where that water comes from.
Yeah.
So I will absolutely sell that here in the restaurant. Have them reach
Excellent.
Out to me.
All right, I will text you John Davis's information, and I will text him your information.
Got it.
Tell him I sent you, and want to get it there in the restaurant, because I know a lot of people really enjoy it. Another text message coming in. Are you going to be expanding the menu for the sit-down dining area at the new location? Is it going to be an expanded menu compared to what you do downtown?
Yes, absolutely. So the menu that we have had and have right now, we're going to offer that menu for lunch and for dinner. And then there will be a separate dinner menu that will only be available from about 4 or 5 o'clock till we close. And on that menu, we're looking at having a flat iron, a bourbon marinated flat iron steak. We're looking at doing a pork ribeye, pork loin, peel and eat shrimp. All kinds of different options, another steak or two on there as well. So and not everything is going to be smoked either. Like some of the stuff is going to be smoked, and then some of this stuff won't be smoked. So we want to offer, a little bit of both, right? So if you love pork loin, but you don't necessarily, you know, I have acid reflux. A lot of people can't have smoked food or spicy foods. So we want to be able to offer those people something that's not smoked as well when they come in with everybody else. I hope that makes sense.
Totally, totally. Somebody who has suffered with acid reflux for years, I was told this by a nutritionist, a holistic type of person, eliminate black pepper from your diet.
Oh, that's interesting.
Eliminate it. Cold turkey, stop using black pepper. Your acid reflux will almost be gone.
Oh, I'll have to try that.
Yeah, so another text. Man, you guys are blowing me up today. What do you plan to have on the tap regarding draft beers?
There is 16 tap handles in this awesome tap system that's here, and another 6 draft cocktails. 2 of those beer handles are going to be nitro taps, so I'll always have Guinness on. My attorney, Dave Delaney, is a huge Guinness fan, so I promised him we'll always keep Guinness on that nitro handle. We'll also have our Iron Pig Ale. We'll have the traditionals. But we want to, having 16 tap handles, it's double what we have now. We have 8 downtown, so we're going to carry a couple of ciders. And then we love Michigan brews. There's so many great beers here in Michigan that we plan to have. A Sheboygan Brewing Company's, probably Blood Orange Honey will be on there. One or two from Saugatuck as well. So, I mean, and they're constantly going to be rotating as well.
Okay, because I highly recommend that you talk with George and Danny Ranville at Beer de Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Their blueberry wheat. I love that microbrew. It's my favorite. So definitely, I'll send you their information as well. I know you've spoken with them in the past. Another text coming in. This is interesting. Where do you plan to get your traditional ribeye or T-bone steaks? Are you buying it from a local farmer here in northern Michigan? This guy wants to highly recommend Cliff Tellini in Onaway.
Oh, I have heard Cliff's name mentioned before. We're looking at a couple of different vendors right now. I'm always open to new vendors, especially if they're from our local community.
Excellent, excellent. Can't wait to come. When will you be announcing the quote-unquote grand opening of the South location?
That is a good question. So really what we're determining right now is really whether or not we want to have a grand opening and what that grand opening looks like, whether it's this fall or it's this spring. And we've sort of alluded to this before. One of the major improvements we need to do on this property is upgrading the parking area. The drive-through area needs some signage, but mainly we need to move wastewater around on this property. The road commission was just here this morning and approved our culverts and everything, so hopefully we can get some things done with the parking lot. But it looks like what we may do is hold off on our big, big grand opening until the springtime, after we get all the paving improvements done, the exterior lighting, all the improvements that we want to do to the pavilion, because we want that pavilion to be very user-friendly for bands and event people to move in and out. Right now, you can't unload anything onto concrete, so we've got to pour a bunch of concrete, a bunch of pavement. So I think the long answer to that is we're going to wait for a big grand opening, probably May, I would assume.
Sure, when the weather's better, everything's
done. When the weather's
done.
Better, yeah, we could really blow the top off of that pavilion out there. Big old bonfire, all that stuff. The axe throwing will all be rejuvenated. The parking really is the biggest complaint that I had heard when we purchased this property is, please upgrade the parking. So we really want to do that. Before we have a big grand opening, we kind of want to have all of these things tightened up and looking good, but that doesn't mean that we won't be open here in November to get everything going.
Gotcha. Well, it might actually be a blessing because that way you'll have time to perfect your operations as far as the waitress sit down full traditional service for dinners. Get all your vendors lined up. It might just be a good thing to perfect everything before you actually do the grand opening.
Yeah, you know what? I've been telling people that. November and March traditionally tend to be our slowest months business-wise because there isn't much to do in either of those months until hunting really gets going. It's very weather-dependent. So I'm not upset that, you know, we're moving into November now with our opening date and because of those. And, you know, we're doing a fair amount of construction. We're adding a couple of exterior doors because we're going to have a huge outdoor backyard patio with picnic tables and small fire pits. We're hoping to bring in a couple of shipping containers as well to create some shaded space. So we do have some really big plans to finish off. They started great when they built this property in 2018, never got around to finishing it, and that's what we want to hope to do before we do a big grand opening.
Got it. Well, again, it all takes money, folks. So if you could do a favor to me and to Ian, go over to their current location right now, downtown Gaylord. That's going to be open, stay open temporarily after the new location opens. But definitely they appreciate the business. Go there for dinner, lunch, whatever, breakfast, and try to help them raise some money to finish off these improvements. We greatly appreciate